We are learning Masech Zuma Daf Pei Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Pei Gimel Amud Aleph with two dots. And the Mishnah said that someone gets bitten by a kelev shoita, a crazy kelev, a crazy dog. He's in danger, and you're not allowed to feed a tanakama. You're not allowed to feed him from the diaphragm of the kelev, of the dog. It's not kosher, obviously, and the tanakama holds that it's not such a boduk diga refuah. It's not established refuah, and therefore you can't do it. Ramas Mecharos holds mutter. So first, the Gemara is going to say, tell us what exactly the kelev shaita. Talk to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Chamisha dvarim nemru bekelev shaita. There are five signs if you want to ascertain if this dog is a kelev shaita. What is it? Piv pesuach. If his mouth is open the whole time, the dog's mouth is open the whole time. Veriroi noitif, and his nose is dripping. Veoznav sruchais. His ears are huge and they're like doubling over. Veznavai menach munach ayre chaisav. And his tail between his feet, and he walks on the side of the street, the side of the road. That's a simon, a sign of a kelev shaita. He barks, and you don't hear him. His bark is a hoarse bark. So in my hava, how does it happen? How does a kelev shaita get created? Rav Amar, noshim kashvani yis b'sachis bay. It comes from sorcerers, these ladies who do kishuf, and they play around with these dogs, and they use the dogs as to show off their kishuf, and that's what happens to the dogs. They get sick. It's a simin that there's a ruach ra, like a shade or a mazik, is shayra on this dog, and that is why it's acting crazy. Now, my benai, what's the difference? What it comes from? What's the difference? If the dog comes from kishuf, if it comes from ruach ra, ika benayu, the nafkmina is le mikdalei v'dava nizrak. If when you want to get rid of it, you have to if it's a ruach ra, don't get near it. You should throw something at it to kill it. If it's al kishif, then you get close to it. Nothing will happen to you. Ruach ra, they're worried if you get too close to the dog, that ruach ra will be transferred from the dog to you. Therefore, you shouldn't get too close to it and throw something at it to kill it. Tanya I say to Shmuel, we'll bring a raya to Shmuel that it's al ruach ra. Because when you kill this dog, ain't hargan oisay v'dava nizrak. You only kill the dog by throwing something at it and not by getting near it. So it's a raya to Shmuel that the reason that the kelev shaita it comes from a ruach ra. Zok the Gemara Vayta, the chayiv bay, if the dog scratches himself on you, scratches a person, mistaken, he's in sakana. And the nochis lay, if the dog bites a person, mayis, he'll die. The chayiv bay mistaken, if the dog scratches a person, he's in sakana, mayit kante, what should he do if this happens? Nishlach mane, take off your clothing, and near it, to run away. I guess the ruach ra goes onto the clothing, and therefore you run away, and that will help. It will stay on the clothing and not attach itself to the person. And the Gemara brings a story about this. Hunu Rei Rav Yeshua, Chaf Bei Chad Menayu B'Shuka. One of his dogs scratched him in the street. Shalchinu L'Mani, he took off his clothing, and ran away. Imagine like the God of Dar, he's running away with our clothing. Oma, Kiyamti Be'atzmi HaChochma T'Chaye Ba'Leho. Sometimes if you know what you're doing, he's a chacham, and he knew these gemaras, he knew the Eitzah, that will help him live, and that's what happened. The nachas lay mais, if the dog bites someone, he's going to die, might have can't, what's the Eitzah? Amar Abaya, nesi mashcha da apa, take a hide from an animal called the apa. What exactly is it? Some type of polecat, a bobcat, some kind of small lion, or big cat. It's called the apa. Mashcha the apa dichra, a male apa. V'nechtav aleha, right on this hide. I know just a few these things that it's called a lachash. We don't know exactly what it means. But v'nechtav aleha, I know planyer bar plenisa. I, Ruvein bas Sara, a mashcha the apa dichra kesivna lach. I'm writing on a hide from a polecat, and I'm writing kanti kanti kaluris. V'amrila kanti kanti kaluris. This is what you write on it. This sentence is lachash, and that will help. Then take off your clothing, and bury it. Now you bury it. You don't touch it. You bury it for 12 months and you don't touch it. Then v'nifkino, take it out, burn it in the oven, and you spread the ashes on the crossroads. And those 12 months that you still didn't burn the beged and you didn't get rid of it, kishasi maya, when you drink any water, lelishti ella begufsa de nechasha, only use a straw made out of copper. This means don't get too close to your cup, where you can see your reflection in the cup. Why? So therefore, use a straw. You don't use after a copper straw, any straw, but use a straw that you're further away from the cup. Don't drink straight out of the cup. Why not? Maybe you will see your reflection in the cup, and the ruach ra that's on you, you'll see that ruach ra, and you'll get into sakana. Somehow, that will cause a sakana if you see the ruach ra in the reflection. Abba Marta, who is Abba Yemi. One time he had a story, a kelav shaita bit him, and it was a ruach ra problem. Of the ime guvsa the hava, his mother made him a gold. I guess they were rich. He made him a gold straw, not a chayshu straw, a gold straw, and they used it, and they shouldn't drink out of the cup. Zok the Gemara vayta. No, we had before Martha Basmaisis was a woman who bought for her husband Shua and Gamla the Kohen Gadol, maybe Saint Martha, maybe. Okay. So the Gemara Vaita. Oid Omar Rav Masya. So it says in the Gemara, Oid Omar Rav Masya, another case besides for Nachash. There was another case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says someone was choshes begroinai, which means he has some problem with his teeth, which could be a sakana. So Matin le sam v'sech piv b'Shabbos, he could put medicine in his mouth. And we spoke it on the Mishnah that it means you let him even do a iser the raisa on Shabbos because it's sakana. So it doesn't just mean taking medicine. Taking medicine is not the raisa. You let him take medicine even if you're chayla she'ein by sakana, if it's not a sakana. But here we're talking about chayla she'ein by sakana. He even let him make medicine from scratch, which is totally an iser the raisa. Rabbi Yechonon chosh b'tzapidna. Rabbi Yochanan got this sickness called tzapidna, which is a sickness that starts in the teeth and it goes down into your stomach and make a sakana. Also, got body matrinis. They went to a certain lady, she was not a Jewish lady, and she had a refuah, she had a cure for this sickness. So, avdlei malta, she made some kind of potion, some kind of medicine. Chamisha on Thursday, and he picked up on Thursday, he had some. Malach Shabbos and Erev Shabbos also, he had some medicine. Amar lo, but Shabbos mai, what you do on Shabbos? I can't walk to you because I'm busy with my Talmidim. I give shir the whole day. You know, what should I do on Shabbos? I can't come to you. Amar lo, you don't need it. So he said, what do I do? It's Rech Namai. Let's say it's still hurting me. What should I do? Amar lo, I'll tell you what to do, how to make the medicine. But Ishtaba lid lo megalis. You have to swear to me you won't tell anyone how to make this medicine. Ishtaba lo lakadi Yisrael Avgalina. He's made a shua to the God of Israel that he's not going to tell anyone about it. And then, so she went ahead and told him the whole medicine. And the next day, in his drasha, he tells everyone about the medicine. Nafak, drasha, pirka. Next day on Shabbos, he tells everyone about the medicine. Right, the Gemara, v'shtabala. He made a shvua. So my answer is, his shvua was, he's not going to be megalit, he's not going to reveal it to Elikad Yisrael, to the God of Israel. Halam Yisrael, Magilna. He didn't say to Klal Yisrael, he's not going to reveal it. No. Frank the Gemara, but Ika Chil Hashem. My answer is Chil Hashem.
He says it out loud.
What? No, he only told. No, yeah, he means who you tell it to. Yeah, but Ika Chil Hashem. Yeah, the same question as you. Tyrus is not who he's telling them. Yeah, he knows before, right? Yeah, he didn't go. So Frank the Gemara, Kasha, but Ika Chil Hashem. Myself. It's Chil Hashem. You know, he has a way to teach the shvua that's not so bad. So the Gemara, the Megali Lo Mikara, he told her right away after she told him the secret. He said, by the way, that shvua wasn't a good shvua. And he said, the Gemara says it's not. The Gemara says, if you tell someone that, you know, let's say you sign a contract with someone and you tell them right after the contract, by the way, you missed four lines and it's null and void. I can do what I want. So then it says Chil Hashem? It could be not. Sounds like not. If this is all in legal, 100% legal, let's say you signed a non-compete with a guy, and then right after you sign it, you say, by the way, you know, this thing doesn't work. So the guy made a mistake. He could fire his lawyer if he wants, but it doesn't mean that there's a Chil Hashem. It could be there's a Chil Hashem, but this Gemara's mashma, it's not a Chil Hashem, that if you're doing something right, it's not a Chil Hashem. So it sounds like from the Gemara, but it's a good aura. It's not for our discussion. I don't know Hilchas Chil Hashem good enough. Anyways, don't pass it from here. So the Gemara, my avdelay, what exactly was this medicine? Omar of Acha b'Reid Rav Ami. Meisar Shemen Zayis Melech. What exactly was this medicine? It was sourdough juice from sourdough, like a yeast juice, Shemen Zayis, which is oil from olives, umelach, and salt. That was this medicine that they took. Sa'ar gufay, it was the sa'ar itself, the sour dough itself, shemen, zayis, umelach, together with oil and salt. Rashi yomar, mishcha de gedamfa de avza, it was the oil that comes out of a wing from a duck, a certain type of beard, a certain type of bird, that from the bone that's in the wing, and it has some kind of marrow, and that's very fatty. They use that shaman for the medicine. On my body, and I'm a little cool. It's all right. I went to have this sickness. I used all. I tried every one. Meisar with sar, or with the wing, and nothing happened. It's all right. The Amli Hutaya. There was a certain Arab that told me, "I see kashisha the zaysa. Bring a pit from an olive, like molo tilsa, that the olive hadn't grown. It only grew a third. It didn't even fill a third. So it's loyavir slush yet. It didn't reach a third of its growth yet." And take that pit, bekalinu menura, burn it in the fire, amara charaton, a brand new hoe, it's a type of shovel, ve'adbik bekochi dori, and put it on the rows of your teeth. Avdi hachi, I did that v'tzoi, and I got better. Now in my hava, how do you get the sickness? Mechamimi chamimi nechiti. If you eat very, very hot bread, then that's what will cause the sickness. Mushyuri kos the harasana, or leftover fish, there's a fish of juice type of dish that's made together with shemen and fish on fat and flour. It's called a kasda harasana. If this is the leftovers or left overnight, Rashi says, that is dangerous. That's where this has come from. Masimoni, how do you know if you have a sickness? Kadrame midi bekiche, if you put anything onto your teeth, v'asodam beidari, all of a sudden your gums start gushing blood, then you know you have this sickness. Zogti maravait, Rabbi Yechon ki chosh b'savidna, so we have before that when Rav Yechanan had the sickness, he did it on Shabbos, the medicine, and it got better. So the question is like this. Obviously it was totally in the Isser deraisa here. And how can you do it? How can you do it? How are you allowed to do this Isser? It's dangerous. It starts in the mouth, but it ends in the stomach, and it's dangerous. In the Gemaras, in Masechta Shabbos, Mechel Vezara, all the places it talks about Refuah v'Shabbos, anything that's a makas cholol is considered a sakana, which means anything that's inside the guf is called a sakana. Now, teeth is not called inside the guf, pashas. But since this ends up in the stomach, it's called a makas cholol, and it's a shiloh of sakana. Omer Rav Chiya bar, and therefore Rav Yechon was allowed to do it. Omer Rav Chiya bar, Rav Yechon, even so, how are you allowed to do it? Don't we have a machlekes in the Mishnah? If like a kelev shaita, if you give the diaphragm, and this marsh says, "Omer Rav Masiv v'charosh," you're allowed to give a sam. So it means he holds like Rav Yasmin Masiv v'charosh. Omer Rav Chiya bar, Rav Yechon, come on, Rav Masiv v'charosh. Is he going like a Masiv v'charosh? Don't machoish v'fiv matin loy sam b'Shabbos. That if he has a problem in his teeth, he's allowed to put the sam in on Shabbos. Omalei. No, I'm not going to call you Amma. Shani Amma Bezu V'loi Ba'acheres. I say that the Chavim Moedah to this. If you look at the Mishnah, in the Mishnah it says, you're not allowed to give a diaphragm. It says, Ramasim V'choresh Mateh. V'oid Amma Ramasim V'choresh, Ha'choyshe V'groinim T'in Lo Yisam V'sech P'v'v Shabbos. Zogar Reichen, I hold the second half of the Mishnah, that's a call you Amma. Even though Ramasim V'choresh is saying it, that the Rabbanon agree that that's mutter to do because that is a established refuah. So Levi Mesiela, let's bring a right to Rabbi Yechanan that there's no machlokes by Sam for the teeth. For medicine for the teeth. There's no machlokes. And everyone holds that's established refuah. Let's return a riot to that. It says in Ebraisa, Misha Chazu Yarkin, someone who gets jaundice, this type of hepatitis, Machilin Oisoy Basa Chamar. You're allowed to feed him meat from a donkey. Obviously, it's not kosher. Misha Doshka Kalav Shait. If someone gets bitten by a wild, crazy dog, Machilin Vais Machatsa Kavishla, you give him from the diaphragm. And the third thing in this price says, if he has a problem with his teeth, that's the sickness called sapidna, you give him sam b'shabbos. These have no refuah. Now, Shah, what is going on? It sounds like a ba'elu, these, and not something else. Ba'elu mutimai. My love, lamute sam. The Gemara says, maybe in the same, this price has been done three cases. A case of Yerokoin, of Yarkoin, which is jaundice, or Kalav Shaita, or sapidna. So he's saying the first two I argue on, but Sam, the Rabbanan say I agree. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. No, Moshe, no, it's not no riot. I can read it a different way. I can say something else. All these three Rabbanan argue that, but he says, but elu ain't lamer four. But when he says Ba'elu and Master something else has her for, he's referring to something else. That if someone gets sick with something called Surunki, Pashas, that's the sickness called Askara, so you're allowed to be Makizim Dam on Shabbos. Because they hold that Hakazas Adam helps for that sickness called Askara. Askara is a sickness where you can't breathe. So doing bloodletting would help. And Hachinam Mistavra. And I'll bring you a ride that the one that Rabbanah are talking about is the Makizim Dam. The time went to the bride. So Shloisha Dvarma Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi, Shomash and Rabbi Charosh. So three things Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi said, he heard it from Master Rabbi Charosh. Makizin Dam was Surunki B'Shabbos, that's number one. First of all, he let it do bloodletting for someone who has a sickness called Surunki. Rishonoshka Kalav Shaita, if someone gets bitten by a wild dog, Mechilim Aysa Mechatsa, Kavich Loi, you can give him from his diaphragm, give from the dog's diaphragm, give to the Chayla, a sick person, the diaphragm to eat. V'Chayisha Pim, Tilo Yisam B'Shabbos, and the someone who has a sickness in his teeth, you give him Sam B'Shabbos. What's coming to Lafuke? My love, Atarti B'Shraisa. Part of the last two, he's saying the last two are not Rafua. The first one I agree, which was the first one in this price, my Kizin Dam Masrunki. So we're seeing that maybe the Rabbanon only agreed to Kizin Dam Masrunki. What? Because here, it's a good cash, Tyson speaks about it. Terry says, here it says my Kizin Dam in the price itself. So it's better to say that he's saying this one's good, this one's not good. Before it didn't say Makizin Dam.
Over here says the case of Atun Sam B'Shabbos.
Right, I know. So this price is a right to that, and that was took a right there. That was a dich of that. Tosfos on top here asks the kasha. Basically says Revol Loigar Sin Hachinam Mistavra. He's not. The Hachigar is Tosfos. It's like a kasha, and then we say it's going back on that. That's what Tosfos says. Well, I and Tosfos, he does have a pshat and try to work it out why it's better, similar to what I just told you about, that says Dam, because it says it in the price itself. Maybe he's saying the first two are no good, and the last one of Choshev Befiv, that's the one he agrees to. So Gemara says, it's Doicha, the whole thing. Exactly like you're saying. It's not any better. At the end of the day, it's not any better, Taka. The Gemara slugs it up. What was the Havamina Hakanam Estav? That's really the question. What was it any better? The Torah says, because it says that causes them in this price, it's a little better to hear that that's what we're talking about. So we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next year.